Reading 58. American gymnast Bart Conner was active in many sports as a child. He started his gymnastics career at the age of 10, and he quickly became the youngest member of the United States Olympic team at the Summer Games in Montreal. He attended the University of Oklahoma and worked with gymnastics coach Paul Ziert. The coach's critical opinion was that Conner had a relative lack of flexibility and limited tumbling skills. Despite the coach's negative view, Conner refused to accept such limitations that he pointed out. Conner's motivation, combined with his other physical abilities, helped him to quickly advance. Conner won the parallel bars event at the World Championship with a new move. It was called the Conner Spin, because he was the first ever to do it. 9 months before his country hosted the Olympics in Los Angeles, Conner tore his bicep muscle. People believed Conner would never be back in time to compete in the Olympics. He underwent surgery and intensive physical therapy to recover his health. Finally, Conner managed to be on the Olympic team, and he went through intensive training to regain his competitive level. Conner endured this training, and he helped the U.S. team to win a gold medal. In the parallel bars event, which was his favorite, he scored a perfect 10 to win an individual gold medal as well. Afterwards, in an interview, Conner thanked his parents. "Come on, Bart," said the interviewer. "Everyone thanks their parents when they win a gold medal." But Conner told him that this was different. He said, "Every night before bed, my parents would ask me what my success of the day was. When I was injured, I knew I was going to come back strong because I had been successful every day of my life." Conner's story tells us, when people focus on what they are doing well, they do more things well.